So we started discussing yesterday the question of when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So what is the status of shofar? So the Mishnah says it pretty explicitly in the beginning of the fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah. Yontav shechol yos b'Shabbos, b'mikdash hayutokin abalo medina. As we said, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to blow shofar, not in the Medina. We said it's a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. What does it mean, mikdash? Rashi takes literally mikdash. And the Rambam learns it's the whole old city of Yerushalayim. So in the mikdash, they blew shofar on Shabbos. In the Medina, they didn't. So the Gemara goes to what's the distinction, or why not in the Medina on Shabbos? So the Gemara, which we rejected, but the Yerushalmi keeps this, the conclusion that the two psukim, Yom Chua in Parashas Pinchas, Zichron Chua in Parashas Emor, and Zichron Chua is referring to Shabbos, and Yom Chua is referring to during the week, according to the Yerushalmi. And according to the Bavli, no, they reject that, because why? But Mikdash, why would they make a distinction? Why blow in the Mikdash then? If it's a Din Min HaTorah, there's no shofar. So therefore, the Bavli concludes, Gzeira de Rabba, really Min HaTorah, we blow shofar. It's no different Shabbos or Sunday. In the Chiyav Min HaTorah of shofar, it's the same Chiyav. It's only Gzeira Takanas Chazal telling me not to blow shofar. So that's the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, why exactly we don't blow shofar. We explain, so according to Yerushalmi, if it is Zichron Chua, why do you blow shofar on Shabbos in the Mikdash? It's a special pasuk, special Gzeiras HaKasuv, Yom Chua. It's always Yom Chua, but Makam Karbanas in the Makam HaMikdash. And according to the Bavli, why don't we apply Gzeiras Derabba then in the Beis HaMikdash? So he said also, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, that you don't make rabbinical decrees in the Mikdash, Kohanim's reason, and therefore, so we have the Yerushalmi and Bavli worked out. And then we explained that what is the Minas Kamina, what's the practical difference? Either way, I'm not going to blow shofar on Shabbos. So we went through discussing, number one is, what happens if one mistakenly says Yom Chua on Shabbos in the Shemoneh Esrei, or Zichron Chua on Sunday? So according to Yerushalmi, you're davening the wrong nusach, you have to repeat. According to the Bavli, and the way we paskin, that one would not have to go back. And then we mentioned the Rabbi Akiva Eger and others, it's really a machlokas Rishonim, what happens if one went ahead and blew shofar on Shabbos? How do we view when the Torah tells me one thing and the rabbis tell me something else, when there's a conflict, how do we deal with it? Do I say that when the Gemara tells us the Devamot, Yesh Koach B'yad Chachamim La'akor Dvar Torah B'Shevi Al Taseh, that's a machlokas in the Gemara. Some even say kum va'aseh. We paskin only shevi al taseh. What does that mean to be okir? Is it okir lagamrei? Do they have that much power they could say it doesn't exist anymore? Well, no. The mitzvah is ome b'mkomo, except you can't do it. And we pointed out that's really a machlokas tosis and the Ran in Sukkah and Daf Gimel about the machlokas beisil beishamai that we paskin that Min HaTorah, if you have a kosher sukkah, and midrabban and your table's outside, so we said, you'll end up with the food is, we all know that, and therefore we say you can't do that. What happens if one did sit in that sukkah? So according to Tosis, the Chacham have the power to be oker the mitzvah, that's it. You were sitting in your house. And according to the Ran, no, it's a mitzvah and a muvchar. Or we had by Rabbeinu Yonah in the first Mishnah in Brachas, that by Kriyashma Ad Chatzos, Midrabanan to Kadela Harkhagadam in Aveira, Ayatalosa Shachar. Again, to the same issue there, whether they have that power. So Rabbi Akiva Eger Paskin, that one fulfills the mitzvah min HaTorah of shofar, and yet at the same time violates the Issa Drabanan it's not really a malacha blowing shofar, so the Gemara talks about it, maybe it's a chachma. So the Issa Drabanan of blowing shofar on Shabbos he violates, but he still gets the mitzvah min HaTorah. And others disagree and say, you know, once you went to Chachamim and said not to do it, it's all over. So we started discussing a little bit about Losasar, that's the source. We said, how could the Chachamim go against the Torah? They're not. The Torah tells us, God says, follow the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yochanan interpreted that Rashi, even when they tell you, yamin is small, and small yamin, it means this. The Torah says, no, Torah says shofar today. Rabbis say no, even if they're telling us left is right, we still listen to them. And then, in terms of the power, there still is not blanket power. So number one, we pass and it has to be v'shevi al taseh. And also, it can't be also something which is mefurish b'kra, something which is explicitly written in the Chumash. Like for instance, all the Rishonim and Achronim ask, do we know we just said, the Gemara tells us, we have Gzeira de Rabba, no Megillah on Shabbos, no Lulav on the first day, and no Shofar. So the Mefarshim ask, what about if you have a Bris Milah, and it's a Shabbos Milah, how come we know, Uvayom HaShemini, we do it? So, Gzeira de Rabba, you'll come to carry the baby, you'll come to carry the knife, why don't we say Gzeira de Rabba? So the many answers, some give a psychological answer that more, I think Duran writes, is that because by shofar, everyone's chayav. So we're all running out to do it, and we're all caught up. If no objective party stopping us. By bris milah, all you have the mother and father involved. If someone else sees you about to do something, you have other people telling you. Others write, Tosis writes in Megillah and other places, because milah is more, normally on a mitzvah asay, we would apply Gzeira de Rabba. However, and mitzvahs aseh sheyesh bo kares, milah is not just any mitzvahs aseh, it's a yud gimel priestess, and so therefore, since bris milah is something which is chayev kares, we don't want to push it off, because wait till Sunday, maybe you'll forget. So when you're dealing, so if you don't hear a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's not a good thing, but you mevatel a mitzvahs aseh, no punishment, no onesh, but if you don't do a bris milah, you chayev kares. The two mitzvahs aseh, that if normally there's no punishment, but Bris Milah and Karban Pesach, those are the two that if you don't do, is the Chi of Kare. So that's why. But the one we're interested in is, it's a famous Taz, and he has a piece in Rosh Hashanah also, he says, because since Bris Milah is Mefurish Bakra, it really isn't Mefurish Bakra, but the post can consider it based on the Yud Gimel Midas, because all that the Torah says in Tazria is, Uvayom Hashmini. So the Torah should have said, Uvishmini. Why Uvayom Hashmini? So Uvayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So the Gemara learns that in the 19th parak of Shabbos. Uvayom Afilu B'Shabbos. So based on Yud Gimel Midas, we can, even though it's not, if you open up a Chumash, you're not going to see it there, but that's what the Poskim assume it to mean. And therefore, that's another limitation of Chazal. If something is a Mefurish B'Kra, they can't tell you not to do it. But if the Torah just says to do it, so I'll give you for instance. In other words, so if it would have said in the Torah, and when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we blow the shofar, then we wouldn't have this Gemara. I'd have to find a new shiur to give. There's no Gzeira de Rabba. It's only, all it just says, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say explicitly, Mefurash, Rosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbos. So therefore, Chazal have the power to, when they see fit, based on working within the system, to call it off. In fact, there's a famous Taz in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah. He asked another kasha. He says, we know there's a Gemara in Beya and other places that we don't play musical instruments on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Why? Because Shema Yisakin Klishir. We're afraid you might come to fix it and then be over Issa Daraisa. So the question is, last I checked, it happens every year. Every time Rosh Hashanah falls out, it's Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah always falls out on Yom Tov. And therefore the question that Taz asked, why don't we say, no shofar, Shema Yisakin Klishir, no music, go.
How do you fix the shofar?
Right, that's what some say, it could be a little poor, but that's what other answers, you can't fix the shofar, there's nothing to fix. But others say, that's probably true, but it wouldn't help us in the principle. So the Taz gives another answer. He says, that's in the Me'iri, and I think the Me'iri writes, it's not a musical instrument, so therefore it's not a Shaila. But the Taz writes, no. He says, you know why? Because let's assume the Chachamim did apply it. In theory, they can. But what's going to happen? You'll be okay in the midst of Shofar Gamre. See, as the Rambam writes in Hilchot Mamrim, it's only Zman Min Hazmanim. You can't give, Chachamim don't have the power to uproot a mitzvah forever, even like we have a concept by a Navi, a Hora Shah, a Navi like Eliyahu HaNavi Behar HaKarmel, that usually is an Issa Bama, so he's not saying, chuck that Issa. He's saying, this time it's a Hora Shah, so too the Chachamim, Zman Min Hazmanim, it might be 100 years, 1,000 years, but it's only temporary. Temporary doesn't necessarily have to mean a short time, But fundamentally, they're not uprooting anything. The mitzvah is there. So if they would apply the principle, Shema Yisakin Kli Shir, that's it. Will be batol the mitzvah shofel lagamrei. So that's what the Taz writes. They can't do that. That's why you can't apply that principle. So it has to be shevi al tasa, we assume. It has to be, it can't be, and it can't be mefurish bekra. In order, so therefore, that's why we don't apply the principle Shema Yisakin Kli Shir. And that's what they point out, that there's a, this, it could be related to the Bavli and Yerushalmi if you want to push it, but either way, it's definitely related to the Seer on Shabbos. We know Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, the first day is Shabbos, and the second day is Sunday. So we have a general principle of Chazakah, you know, we shtel the Chazakah. But there's also a principle of Chazakah b'mitzvahs, a person who's doing a mitzvah for a certain time, it's his, so to speak, he has the first schus. He gets to do, he gets to continue it. So the shaila is like this. So if you live in a city where, let's say, you have two different people blowing the shofar, and let's say it's been going on for 20, you know, it probably happened within 20 years because it's not that uncommon, Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, but let's say you have one person always blows shofar, some shul is also the different Bali Musaf, first day, second day, so that's not affected because you're davening the same way. But the Baal Tokeya, you have one Baal Tokeya for the first day and one for the second day. Now this year it's Shabbos. So the Shaila is, who gets to blow shofar on the second day? So this seems to be a machlokas, the Pana Me'iros and the Shari Tshuva. The Pana Me'iros writes that the person on the first day keeps the, it's his chazaka, it's nidcha. What's supposed to happen on the first day, and therefore he gets to blow, the one who normally blows on the first day gets to blow shofar on the second day. He quotes a Gemara in Sukkah. He tries to compare it to a case on Sukkot about the certain type of piyutim you say, ma'aravis, on Leil Sukkot. But when Leil Sukkot falls on the first night and second night, he quotes, you know, different minhagim. So when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, you don't say these. So you push off that piya to the Sunday. So he says, so he quotes over there a machlokes, who gets, again, you have two different people davening, who gets to do it. So he quotes that it's pushed off, and the person who would do it on the first night, he gets to keep it. Right. I'm saying is, I guess it's stronger, it's a stronger meaning, I guess it's not as big, but maybe it's a stronger, right, it would be the same shaila. And the Shari Tshuva says it's not a good dimyon, it's two different things. Here it's the same piya, so he's moda. Maybe this person, because the piya was supposed to be the first piya. So usually the first piya is on the first day. This year happens to be the second. But over here, it's a totally different question. Here there's two different people. So that's the shaila, whether that's Gemara and the Sukkah, that's the Machoka Shari Tshuva, and if you want to bring a raya. So there's an interesting Kedushas Levi, which is the Bardit Chassidish Rebbe, a Barditchev. It's always dangerous to quote Chassidish Torah in Halacha, but it's this interesting Kedushas Levi, so I'll quote it to you. He has an interesting pshat, and he ties into the Shiloh. We could dingzach whether we like the comparison or not, but he says as follows. He says, first he says, the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechol B'Shabbos, the beginning of the fourth parak. Why not say Rosh Hashanah? Why be ambiguous and vague? To say Rosh Hashanah Shechol B'Shabbos, why does the Mishnah say Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos? So the Kedushas Levi wants to say that really, he says that really, that this coming Shabbos, at any Shabbos, is really the highest level of Tekiyah Shofar. That we know when second day it's going to be based on human intervention. I'm not sure who's blowing shofar here, but whoever's blowing shofar, you know, so no one's perfect. You might have a good day, a bad day. Mistama, you'll probably mess up a little bit. It won't be a perfect tekiyah shvarim. So he's saying, normally, you know, you yotzei, but it's not 100%. Over here, on this Shabbos, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, that when someone wants to do a mitzvah, and he's nenas, it's ki'ilu asa. That's a general quote. If you try to do something and you can't, you're an ones rachmana patre, and he says ki'ilu asa. So he says on Shabbos, he writes that, really, you chayev to do shofar. like we paskin. And since the Chachamim tell me not to do it, I'm nenes. So therefore, it's ki'ilu, if he, his ki'ilu is taka mamash. He considers like we actually, that yontif should fall on Shabbos. That's the highest level. That is a special tekiah shofar on the Shabbos that, you know, obviously physically we're not doing anything, but on a mystical level, that tekiah is like we're actually tekiah to mamash, and therefore, it's the best, that you're doing the best job possible. So he says, what's the shaila? He says, of course, the guy did it. In fact, he got credit for a great, well, the guy who does it on the first day of the Shabbos, he did a great job. You can't do better. He got schar. So what's the shaila? The guy who does the second day, he can do the second day. So he ties that in, and he points out this also could be totally on, there's a Mishnah Brura in the Shari Tzion. It's probably not literal, but they take it literal. We know there's a minig during the month of Elul to blow shofar every morning. And then Erev Rosh Hashanah, the minig is we don't blow shofar. And the poskim write, in order to be mafsik ben tekiyas derishus to tekiyas chiyuva, separate the optional tekiyas shofar from the mandatory. So the minig is Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the poskim ask, what about this year? We're not blowing shofar on Shabbos anyway. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we should blow shofar Erev Rosh Hashanah. So actually, it's a machlokas. The meaning, I think, today is that we don't do, but the post can bring down different minhagim. Certain places they did. So the Mishnah Brura in the Shari Tzion writes, why is that meaning? Because he writes, because it says on Shabbos, Zikron Trua, and he writes, Ki Igul Taka Mamish. So I don't know, whether he actually means like the Kiddush Leva or not, but that's, it's the same concept. If you assume, so the Shaila is, why not this year? We're not going to blow shofar on Shabbos. So therefore, let's blow shofar Rosh Hashanah. So you can usually say, look, a riot to me, look, you really are getting credit for Tekiah, and therefore, perhaps maybe, it's also, the Kedushas Levi is choleik on Rabbi Kiva Eger, because Rabbi Kiva Eger clearly says, you're not, because he says, you have to go ahead and blow shofar in order to get the mitzvah. He says, a gadol shataka. So clearly the Kedushas Levi is not working with Rabbi Kiva Eger. So perhaps, this, it's definitely a shaila nogeya this year about chazaka b'mitzvahs, whether the Baal Tokeya gets to do it. It could be, could be totally in the shaila or not, but it's an interesting question anyway. So those are some differences between Yerushalmi and Bavli. If you mix up Yom Trua and Zichron Trua, if you blow shofar on Shabbos, do you get any type of kiya mitzvah at all? And then we pointed out to Shechiyanu, according to Svardim, if you did blow shofar, would you have to make another shofar on day two? And perhaps this issue about the tekiyas on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and how, this issue of Kedushas Levi and Rabbi Kiva Eger. So one of you asked me the question yesterday, so we still left with the kasha on the Bavli. So now the Yerushalmi fits in well. Yom Trua and Zikron Trua. Yerushalmi says Yom Trua is referring to Rosh Hashanah, which falls out during the week. And Zikron Trua is referring to Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. So the Bavli rejected that, and they went on Gzeira D'Rabba. But the Bavli never went back and explained, okay, so what do you do with the two psukim? Why do we need two psukim of Yom Trua and Zikron Trua? As I pointed out, it's true in Tfilu, we do make that distinction, even though we don't pass them like the Yerushalmi categorically in terms of it's a Din D'Oraisa. So Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav who used from Boston, who used to be at YU for many years, so he explained as follows. He says, so according to Yerushalmi, the two psukim are referring to two different days. Rosh Hashanah that falls out during the week, and Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. So the Rav explains that no, according to the Bavli, that we know it's not true. It's both referring to the same day. So what is the two psukim? To teach us, in all brisket Torah, the Svei Dinim, the two dinim. So he says, they're teaching me the two different aspects of the mitzvah of shofar. We know in general a mitzvah contains two parts. There's the ma'isa mitzvah, the physical act, and then there's the kiyam ha-mitzvah, the fulfillment. Usually they go hand in hand. We shake the dalad minim, I'm doing the ma'isa, and at the same time I get the kiyam. I eat, chew the matzah, I swallow it. It's most of the time it goes hand in hand. However, he says, there's a second aspect by shofar that we don't have by other mitzvahs. That in terms of the Maisa mitzvah, we can say is it's a kia. That according to the Rambam, who holds the mitzvahs Shmias Kol Shofar, the mitzvahs with Shmoa Kol Shofar, so according to the Rambam, let's say the tekiah is like the heksha mitzvah or the maisa mitzvah, you have to blow the shofar, and the kiyam ha-mitzvah is the shmiah. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained that the two psukim are telling me it's not normally we have a maisa mitzvah, they go together, but it's not enough just to blow the shofar, but it has to be a zikron trua. It has to have an indelible impression, it has to impact you. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, even though shofar gzeiras hakasav, even though blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a gzeiras hakasav, nevertheless, it's uru yisheda mishaneskem, it's the part of waking us up. Like they say shofar from the word lishaper, to beautify. It's like our own call. Every person has to internalize the message. Like we have different categories in Judaism. Ben mitzvah ben adam lamakom, mitzvah adam lachaber, tshuva to ben adam liatzmo. Shofar is a zikron trua. It's not enough just to physically blow the shofar and that's it, but it has to have an impression. In fact, if that, this is halach l'maisa, because it's a apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Gemara in many places, in Rosh Hashanah and Brachas all over, talks about the concept of mitzvah srichas kavana, whether mitzvahs need intent or not. And it's a machlokes. So how do we pass? It's unclear. In fact, I always like pointing out, what do you mean? People say mitzvahs don't need kavana? You mean I'm about to put on my tefillin this morning, and I say, wait a second, don't have kavana? So of course not, no one says that. It's post facto. It's after, if you did a mitzvah without kavana, then is it nothing, or do I have to do it over again? Of course, before you do the kodem ha-mitzvah, everyone agrees you have to have kavana. It's all post facto b'di'evit. So it's a machloket. So it's a big discussion in the Rambam. What is the shita of the Rambam? So because it's an apparent contradiction. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Chomei to Matzah, and it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, says that someone who achol matzah below kavana, someone puts a gun to your head and says eat the matzah, achol matzah below kavana, he says yatsa. So from here it seems the Rambam holds mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana. And yet the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar writes, he goes in, everyone has to have kavana. The Baal Tokei and me, we both need kavana. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar writes, mitzvah sriches kavana. So they all jump on the Rambam. What's the pshat? Do mitzvahs need kavana or not? So the many answers to this shaila, maybe we'll give a share on it another time. But it gets into what the mitzvah shmi or tekiah could be a nafkamina. But along these lines, so Rav Soloveitchik explained, no, it's no kasha. Really, the Rambam paskins, like in by matzah, mitzvahs ainah sriches kavana. Shofar. So that's the yisod of shofar. That what does the Rambam write in Hilchos Tefillah? Call tefillah below kavana ainah tefillah. By a tefillah, what is the whole tefillah? Avodah shebelev. It's a turning inward. Tefillah is all about kavana. You know, today, really strictly speaking, if you don't have kavana, we'd be davening all day. So therefore, we just keep, as we don't need, we know it ourselves, but the Rama writes, just keep on going, because we're never going to have kavana. But really, tefillah without kavana is a joke. It's an oxymoron. And tefillah is kavana. So what the Rav explains is shofar, we know davening, we have a text, we read the words. Shofar is what he calls, is an inarticulate cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tefillah without words. A tefillah, it's kind of like they explain by a bris milah. There's a tradition that when a baby cries at a bris milah, it's a discussion at what moment do you do it, but the tefillah goes straight to Shamayim and you're supposed to be mispala for anything you want. It's the highest level. That, you know, when we do words, we have kavana, we don't. But ultimate, the shofar is we can't put our thoughts into words, so the kol shofar goes up, and that makes our case for us. So shofar is, that's the fact. Why does shofar need kavana? It's a din in tefillah. And what's the raya? He has many rayas, but one is what I call a geographical raya. What's a geographical raya? What does geography have to do with anything? So, You could always bring a proof, especially in the Rambam, but anywhere, on where it is. So, where do we blow shofar? Especially if you Sfardim, even in the silent Shemona Esrei, but we blow shofar in the middle of Shemona Esrei Chazaras Hashat. How come we don't shake lulav in the middle of Shemona Esrei? How come we don't eat matzah in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Because why dafka shofar? Because shofar is a din in tefillah, and it was dafka mesakin in the Shemona Esrei. And that's why he says we have many halachas similar between shofar and tefillah. Like,
so why is there only one
shofar
blower
and
not each person?
No, it is. Basically, we assume through Shomea Kona, the Chiyav is...
obviously, but that one way would be that each person has his own shofar. When he gets, like, it's his davening, and it's his voice, and he would do it, but then it's, we know, to hear.
But
to do the tekiah.
Right,
that's what I'm asking. Why doesn't each person then have a... If it's my davening, it's my tefillah, it's right where it's
Tzibur,
but it's my
diamond
that's going up, so why don't I...
I'll explain, let me finish this and I'll answer this. Okay. First, it's a machlokas in terms of Shmi and the Kiya, but I'll answer that question in a second. The Rambam discusses that. So the Rav brought many rayas, the connection between shofar and tefillah. Let's say that we know the shofar has to be bent. It's kafar. So too, the Gemara tells us in Brachas, when you're davening, you have to show humility. In fact, there's a famous Baal Hamor Shita that we know the Gemara talks about, maybe we didn't mention, but really, Minat Torah, all you need is 9 tekiyas. 9, like really, it says Truah 3 times. So we have a tradition, tekiyah, Truah, tekiyah, 3 times. 3 times 3 is 9. And then we went from 9 to 30. According to Rav Haigon, based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, of Rav Avahu, that really is only to keep the uniformity. Really, any kolas are good, but that everyone should be, all the towns should be keeping the uniformity, so therefore we moved it to 30. According to the Rambam, no, it's not true. It's a real suffix deraisa. We went into golas, we don't know exactly what a trua is. So therefore we do all 30 to make sure. So according to Rav Haigon, if we did 9, biblically speaking, you get, not touching on the question going against the Takanas Chazal, but assuming this is on a poor biblical level, according to Rav Haigon, you vadai fulfilled your mitzvah in Torah shofar. According to the Rambam, it would be a suffix daraisa, because who knows, maybe you got the wrong kola. Then we went from 30 to 100. So they point out, the Baal HaMor writes, the Gemara talks about there are tekiyas de meyushav and the tekiyas de me'umah. That's what the Gemara calls them. Literally, tekiyas de me'umah sitting down, and so that's a discussion, which ones are which. The Baal HaMor has an interesting shita. The Baal HaMor in Rosh Hashanah, he says that really the first tekiyas, he says, were done during the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei, and the tekiyas to Me'umah is everyone's about to leave, everyone's standing up, walking out the door. So he says the original tekiyas were Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and then the tekiyas to Me'umah. He says later on, he says, they realized that people were either old or they couldn't sick and they couldn't stay, so people used to leave before Musaf, so they instituted before Musaf that we have it today to blow shofar. In fact, that's why he says, so he says, that's why, in fact, the Gemara never has a Nusach HaBracha on what the Nusach HaBracha is on shofar. Because he says, originally, he says, you know where the original shofar was? Al Seida HaBracha. It was the middle of Shemona Esrei. Where was the Birkas HaMitzvah? It was the Malchiyah shofar in the Shemona Esrei that served as the Birkas HaMitzvah. It wasn't until later on, when they instituted the shofar before, so then they had a Machokis, Rishonim, Achronim, what bracha do you do? Al Tekiyah Shofar or Shmoa Kol Shofar? But what do we see according to the Baal HaMor? That Shofar was the Birkas HaShofar was the Shemona Esrei. So clearly there's a link between the mitzvah of Shofar and the mitzvah of Tefillah. And in fact, that's why there's a Gemara also in Rosh Hashanah. On Daf Chavav. It talks about a shofar. Really, any kosher animal is good. Except we use, except the shofar shofara, because we know we're on the Yom and the Ram, we're going, we want to ask for forgiveness, and of course the cheder ego is always hanging over us. So therefore, we don't, ain kategor nasa senegor. So you don't want to go ahead and use the shofar. Oh, Paro, oh, yeah, you guys, the Cheder Egel, get lost. We don't want to bring up anything. We don't want them to sum a katrig against us, so we don't use the shofar, Paro. Because they ain't going to take us to the Gemara. Yes, what are you talking about? We know that on Yom Kippur, we know the Kohanim, when they switch, they have the Big Day Lavan and the Big Day Zav. But we wear the Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur. I ain't katega nasa senego Yom Kippur. We're asking for forgiveness. The Gemara says, only in the Kodesh HaKadoshim it's a Shaila. So when we go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then the Kohen puts on the Big Day Lavan. So we see from the Gemara's question is, ain't katega nasa senego only applies in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Gemara says, what about shofar? Why do we worry about shofar? The Gemara has a little vague answer, which says something along these lines. It says, since shofar is gozikron ka'asi, it's ke'ilu, I'm paraphrasing, ke'ilu o made in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I mean, shofar, the Gemara tells us, it's like we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. What does it mean? Because shofar is like tefillah. Like the Gemara tells us in Brachas, the mission, you always have to be facing Eretz Yisrael, and you have to be mechav into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So we see that the halacha of ein kateka not even applies to shofar, because every time shofar is kalufnim dami. When we blow the shofar, it's got kava yachal, kadosh baruch hu, we're standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because we have a direct line, it's a din of tefillah. And he had another Gemara also, that the end of Rosh Hashanah, on the Abramid Dawid, the Gemara talks about, let's say you're stuck in a town, which has nothing, no minion, or let's say even a minion, you have no magzer, and no shofar. So you couldn't, if I stay here, I can't do anything. I can't daven, and I can't hear shofar. So the town next to me only has a shofar. The town over there only has a tefillah. A tefillah, but tzibur even, or any tefillah. So which one do I choose? The Gemara wants to know. The Gemara says, what do you, of pshita, what kind of question is that? It's obvious. Well, of course you go to this town for the shofar. Why? Because the Gemara says, shofar d'oraisa, shofar is min haTorah, davening, the Malchus of the shofar is only d'rabbanan. So what's the shaila? Well, d'oraisa is stronger than a d'rabbanan.
Rambam say that the tefillah is d'oraisa.
Right, so what I'm saying is, I'll get to that in a second. Yes, so the kasha is that, that'd be a kasha, you know, so that could get into whether or not, it's a machokas, right? It's a machokas Rambam, he's referring to it's a machokas, what's the status of tefillah? It's a machokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam holds in general that, tefillah is d'oraisa, and the Ramban holds, you know, tefillah be'ei sara. Is a derisa. So, and someone will point out that what greater Yom and Noram tefillah of Eisar, maybe it's all derisa. Right, but the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about the brachas of, the Gemara calls it, so according to the Rambam is, the concept of tefillah is derisa, but the specific brachas, like they discussed by Birkas HaMazon, like the Birkas HaMazon is the Raisa, but perhaps the actual text, the Nusach HaTzvila, that might be drama. But that's what the Gemara is. The Kasha, the Rambam will have to answer, but that's what they try to answer the Rambam. The Nusach is Drabbanan, but the concept of, but the Gemara clearly says it's Drabbanan. So the Shai looks like this. Rashi writes in Parshas Emor, what's Zichron Trua? He says reading Zichronos, Shofros, and Malchios, or two of the three, right? I think he writes, oh yeah, Amiras, Malchios, Zichronos, Vishofros. So the Shaila is, Rashi writes, saying over the Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, that's the Raisa. So how could the Gemara say, that the Brachas are only Durabanan? So Rav Salavation and others point out that, what do we see from here? We see, when do we say the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros is Durabanan? That's when they're by themselves. But when the Malchus and the Shofar are together with the Kol Shofar, the Shofar is a Didin Tefillah, the Shofar elevates your Tefillah from a Durabanan to a Raisa. So together with the, so basically this Shabbos, the Tefillah is only Durabanan according to what we're saying here. But on Rosh Hashanah, or if you, like Rabbi Kiv Eger, you'll make it to a Raisa by blowing. But together with the Kol Shofar, the Shofar elevates our Tefillah to a Din Daraisa. So they point out, that's what the rise we see from Mitzvah Sriches Kavana, but the Rambam Paskins normally don't need Kavana, yet by Shofar he says yes. We see it has to be cuffed, it has to be bent, and we said also, where do we do it? Geographical proof in the middle of Shemona Esrei. We have the Baal Mor, that the original Shofar, the Birkas HaShofar was a Shemona Esrei. What clear length in that? We had the Gemara of Shofar Shel Para in Katega Nasa, so they go blowing Shofars to Lefnim Dami, and we have this Gemara, that the brachas by themselves are only drabanan, but together with the kol shofar. That's the Rav Yisod, not only his, but they, many people say it, that shofar is a din in tefillah, and it raises our level. And that's why, and that's the pshat in the Bavli, that we have two psukim. We have Yom Trua. So according to the Yerushalmi, Yom Trua is during the week, and Zichron Trua is on Shabbos. So the Rav says, no, they're both. They're two aspects of the mitzvah. The Yom Trua is the Maisa mitzvah. Like all the mitzvahs, you have the Maisa. But Zikron Trua, by Shofar, it's not enough just to blow the Shofar and not be, to blow the Shofar and go home and not be changed. Then, you know, part of Tshuva is to change, is to become a better person. So, the Zikron Trua is the eternal life. That's the Dinin Tfila. That's what Tfila is supposed to do. That's why they work for Tfila from the word Pilel. That it's self-examination. That we're not davening the, all the, philosophers ask, like, what's the purpose of tefillah? You know, let's say someone's sick, or someone wants more money. God, get this person better, or give me $1 million. You don't really understand, I'm better off with, obviously God knows, what do we say? They say tefillah is a logical absurdity, it makes no sense. What are we praying for? We know better than God, we're telling God, if I'm sick, I'm supposed to be sick, or if I don't have money, I don't have money. So the answer is no. Tefillah is not for God. Tefillah is for me. Now, if a person davens and goes through self-examination, so you become a better person. That's what shofar is. It's a din in tefillah. That it's not enough just to blow the shofar, but you have to internalize it. And not only does it have to be a yom trua, but it has to be a zichron trua as well. And that's why those are the two aspects. That applies. And in fact, the post can point out that even though we're not going to be blowing shofar on Shabbos, so perhaps it's even more important, ironically, you would think when you're blowing shofar, then you have a chiyuv to learn hilchos shofar. But the post can point out, perhaps Rosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbos, you have a bigger chiyuv to learn hilchos shofar. Because, right, tefillah, and also because the Gemara says in Megillah, the famous Gemara is in the end, and it's different Gemaras, but the Gemara was Avraham Avinu. When God tells Avraham Avinu, the bris ben Absarim, don't worry, we're going to guarantee you Eretz Yisrael. So Avram was nobody's fool. He said, why? Give me a sign. Tell me, b'schus karbanos, then you'll have it. So Avram said, wait a second, that's good when the Beit HaMikdash is up. What about when there's no Beit HaMikdash? Then what? Then they're going to throw us out? He says, no. B'schus, when you say amiris karbanos, by saying karbanos, ki'ilu asa. So too, the postum say also, so that's a shaila, whether is that a special halacha by karbanos or it's a general klal. So many postum say, therefore, bedafka on Rosh Hashanah Shachol B'Shabbos, if you learn hilchos shofar, if we don't follow the kedushas levi that we're blowing shofar, so according to Rabbi Kiva Eger's sheet, that by learning hilchos shofar, it's ke'ilu taka. And in fact, that's what postum writes in Megillah, on Dav Daladom and Aleph, but also Purim Shachol B'Shabbos, so they talk, the Gemara there talks about Sholin V'Dershin Minyano Shalyom. So Tos is right. And how much more so? Usually Megillus Esther, that gives you the story. But when you're not going to read Megillus Esther on Purim Shachol B'Shabbos, that's when you specifically should learn it. So therefore, there's a bigger Indian this Shabbos to learn Hilchos Shofar in order to go ahead and get credit for Shofar. You have a question? Any questions?
You say in the shul that the